someone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now on Blog Talk Radio with the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk.
Hey, what's up now?
And as I said,
yeah,
I'm
in
my life,
man.
I'll leave. Praise God.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find
Good morning to you on Facebook Live, everybody on Facebook Live. Good morning to you who are on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And if you go on a search and you type in Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, you'll be on with Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to call into the show and listen, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. Press 1 if you want to talk to me or any of the other co-producers or co-hosts on our show, because it's our show. That's right. And it's your show, too. And I thank you guys for joining us on this wonderful, beautiful Monday morning, March the 14th, 2022. And I want to start off with I want to send a shout-out to the Braxton family. As you know, Toni Braxton is a very famous singer. And we know Toni Braxton is a very talented singer. and all of her sisters, they have a family group. They all sing together. But Toni went out on her own, and then Tamar went out on her own. But they're always together. They had a show about the Braxton family. However, we lost. Okay, there's Toni, Tracy, Trina, Tawanda, and Tamar. And, you know, and they're the Braxton family. They even had a reality show, and I think it's still running right now. We lost Tracy to her battle with cancer. She lost her battle with cancer. And I just, that's why, you know, I'll just say freak cancer, okay? Because cancer is, it's just, but my heart goes out to the Braxton family, and we just want to send love to the Braxton family right now. Good morning, Gloria Majors. Thank you very much, Maurice Valentine. Maurice, you keep up the good work with Bully the Bull. Bully the Bull out there in Tennessee. We got to get you to L.A., man. We got to get you over to L.A. But we lost Tracy Braxton over the weekend to her battle with cancer. So I just want to send a shout-out to the Braxton family. I've met Tamar and the mother and Toni, but I didn't get a chance to meet the other sisters. But I have met Toni Braxton and her mother, too. And so my heart goes out to them. I send them love and as they go through their grievancing and, you know, bereavement, I just send love. And what a star Tracy was. She was a beautiful, they're all beautiful, but she was beautiful in her own. They all had their own personality with their beauty, each and every one of them. So we want to remember Tracy Braxton of the Braxton family. Now, today we're going to have a very interesting, let's see, I want to make sure that this is not, hold on. I want to make sure that we're going to have a very interesting topic coming up in just a few minutes. But before we get those interesting topics going on, let's get our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen, in the studio. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning, brother?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to the co-producers and co-hosts? What's going on, especially to all the wonderful listeners throughout this state, throughout this nation, and around the world? Once again, Pastor Eddie, you has fired up the Eddie Jesse Jones Radio Blog Talk Show limousine every Monday morning. You give everyone a free ride in this limousine from 9 to a two-hour ride, free of charge. You don't have to buy gas. Gas has gone up, Eddie. I tell you, man, yep. Kayla is by the door. The VIP is out in the back, and you chauffeur this limousine every Monday morning. Man, giving God all the glory and thanks, condolences to the Braxton family, and to all those other ones who have lost a loved one. Man, we at war on this planet. We're always at war on this planet somewhere, but we know what's taking all of the media, sucking all the air out of the media from everybody else's involvement. But condolences to the Braxton family and everyone who's been involved.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Without further ado, let's just go right to my sister, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie, Clarence, all the other co-hosts, and all the listeners. I am doing great. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God for all my blessings. Well, we've got to have, yeah, did you want to say something about Tracy Braxton who passed away, Vera, from cancer?
I just want to say that our love and our heart goes out for the entire family, because any of us and all of us will someday lose a loved one. So we have to keep her in our memory and keep our love out there with one another by always sharing and always sharing love.
Amen. Thank you for that wonderful blessing. Okay. The number to our show is 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. We have a very interesting topic for you today, but before we get to that interesting topic, I want to just shed a little light going on because, let's see here. Okay, there's a lot going on with the war right now, and I hope you're keeping up with it, but as fighting intensifies in Ukraine, China is pushing back on reports that Russia asked them for help. Now, we all know that Russia has a lot of army. They're ready, okay? They can actually take over Ukraine right now if they wanted to. But the only reason why they're not is because I feel, now this is what I'm saying, I feel that they want to get NATO involved and then get the United States involved and make it the world war that it's working up to be, okay? And because they could have been took over Ukraine. We all know that. Russia has more stuff to offer. Good morning, Anita Sanders. Good morning, Sylvester. Good morning, everybody on Facebook Live, and good morning, everybody on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you very much. As I said, as fighting intensifies in Ukraine, China pushes back on reports that Russia asked them for help. Now, I don't know why Russia needs China's help unless they want them to buy their oil, because we have signed, we've sanctioned a lot of things that we would be getting from Russia. We're not going to get it from Russia because we really don't need it from Russia, to be honest. We would just whatever. But the most important part is as this war intensifies, we need to focus on how this is going to affect America's economy. That's what this is all about. That's why gas is $10 a gallon. And if you don't believe me, in certain gas stations you go to, it can go up to $8 a gallon. All right. And by the time you get through filling your gas tank up, I mean, right now it's like $5.99, $5 and or $6.75, depending on where you go. Wherever you go now you can Google where the cheapest gas is. But when I say cheapest gas, I don't mean that'll make your engine mess up, okay? I mean a price that's reasonable that has sufficient gasoline that can affect your engine in a positive way. I'll just leave it like that. But anyway, we are live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And we need to prepare ourselves for what's going on with this whole war thing, because they're saying that that's the reason why the economy is, well, the economy was already messed up. COVID-19 did that real good. Made people stay in the house for 2 years, okay? And then while that was happening, people were getting which I call COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's why you see all the crime, the freeway chases, and just people just doing things you would see that every now and then, but not as much as you're seeing crime and stuff going on now where people just are like just out of control. Because when you lock someone in the house and they're a human being, it can make them into an animal. Because you get locked in, you're away from your family, you don't have nobody to talk to, you don't have nobody to relate to. If someone passes away, you can't even go to the hospital and see them. So that can make you just mentally, bam, that could blow a lot of people up, okay? So we're praying for everybody. Thank you for the hearts. We're praying for everybody that you will, if you need to go get counseling or talk to somebody, call somebody up and talk to them. Don't just let this COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome just overwhelm you so much that you can't function, because it's made some people dysfunctional. It's made some kids dysfunctional, okay, because they were locked up in the house with their parents. Can you imagine being a parent and your kid go to school every day so you don't have to spend no time with them, and then all of a sudden they're in the house every single day and you're in the house every single day? You're going to find out some new things that you didn't know. So, and they are too. So this pandemic has affected a lot of our kids. And a lot of our kids have been affected, whether it was their sports program, their academic program, or just them getting their proper education. Because when you're at home and you're online, crazy things happen when you're at home and your kid's online. And we had a parent, this happened twice. One parent, the kid was online doing their thing and everything, and the parent came out smoking some marijuana. So the teacher had to shut all the cameras off and say, could you please, Billy, have your mom put the marijuana down? So I thought it was really humorous, and I thought I'd bring it up. But, yeah, homeschooling has turned into the biggest thing in the whole wide world. Homeschooling now is almost number one. So because now parents are able to supervise their kids while they're getting school, and if the parents need to say something to the teacher, they don't have to wait to the PTA meeting. They could just get in the camera and say what they got to say. Hopefully it'll be decent and in order. Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of school, my heart goes out to Crenshaw High School and which is close to my high school, Dorsey High School. Both of those high schools are in our community, in the Crenshaw-Bowen Hills community. So we want to send a shout-out to Crenshaw High School. They had a big brawl happen where one of the parents went into the school and was trying to fight one of the students, which is completely – how does she get past security? How does she get past the office? How does she do that? Okay, well, we're praying – well, now Crenshaw High School will be stepping up their security because that parent went into the school, tried to attack one of the kids in the classroom, was throwing books at her and who knows what. And that led into a small brawl from different students throughout the school who had different feelings about what happened. However, the LAUSD school superintendent came down to Crenshaw High School, and they promised to have more policing, more school police, school security. And you must have school police and school security when you have high school students who think they're adults, okay? And no adult, and take this to heart, no adult should walk in any high school and try to beat up a high school student. That mother should be incarcerated. I'm sorry. I don't care what color you are, what race you are, what religion you are. If you walk into a high school classroom where class is going on and try to attack a high school student, something ain't right. There's a lot of ways to rectify a problem that you have with a student. First of all, you should start at the principal's office or the attendance office and ask for the principal of the school and have a meeting. I don't need to tell you guys this. You already know that. But you should not get so upset that you have to go into the high school and attack a high school student. That is not acceptable. Not acceptable. Okay, so we're going to move on from that right there. And, of course, a while ago, we sent a big shout-out to Tracy Braxton. And my heart goes out to her. She passed away with her battle with cancer. And we're just a little, you know, we're just sending a shout-out to her. Okay, let's get Professor Reams in the studio. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you? Welcome to the show, Professor Reams.
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning to the listeners. Once again, we are going to have a wonderful, wonderful beginning of our week by starting out with this show where we deal with the real deal Holyfield, the topics we're going to be discussing, but also a reminder of how God is always with us and how we, through his grace and mercy, should always, always, each and every day be blessed because he's giving us a present of walking in his shoes and going through the journey with him as we move forward in his name. So with that, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning to my fellow co-producers and co-host. Good morning.
Everybody,
Professor
good morning.
Professor Reams?
Good morning, Regulator. Good morning, Dr. Grandy.
Good morning,
Professor. Good morning, Talana.
And let's welcome Talana Jones. Welcome to the show, Talana. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad, and good morning to everyone. I feel excited about today because I get to share about Women's Day and rest in power. Just heard about Tracy. I did not know. I didn't even hear yet, so that's tragic news. My heart goes out to Ukraine and Russia. I pray for everybody. Right now, it's been – I call this the year of famine. There's been between the pandemic that Dad talks about and the all of the different corona COVID viruses that have came out after COVID-19, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of us right now, and in hopes that, you know, we do affect change and not just with our voices, maybe in action somehow.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you very much, Talana. I want to go right into our
good morning,
first topic.
Talana.
Well, everybody say good morning to Talana. Did you guys all say good morning to Talana? All right.
Talana Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Talana.
Amen, praise God. Talana, you still with us? We didn't lose you, did we? Okay. Well, while we're waiting on Talana to come back on the line, I just want to, you know, go into our topic, which is, to me is very important because this is Women's Month. March March is Women's Month. You know, women have done some amazing things. And then I said at the beginning of the year, last year, that it was the year of the woman. And I really believe it is. It is the year of the woman. So the first topic is, this is Women's Month. Let's talk about what women have done to change our history in this place called America. So this is Women's Month. And so I said, and let's talk about what women have done to change our history in this place called America. And let's just talk about what women have done, because there's some women billionaires that you might not, well, unless you read Forbes magazine, then you'll know who the top female billionaires are. And if anybody can look up a female billionaire, black, white, or Asian or whatever, in America right now. But I do want to focus, we do have a focus on African-American women, because African-American women have contributed some amazing things to America, from space exploration to surgery to who knows what. I can't even name it all. But this show is dedicated to every woman around the United States of America and around the world. It is Women's Month, and we respect our women. A lot of things that I learned when it comes to etiquette came from my mother. Yes, please, thank you. No, ma'am, yes, ma'am. You know, all the proper etiquette to, you know, use in for the rest of your life, really. It helps you no matter how old you get. You remember never to forget how to get that sentence out in a way where it's understood without a problem. You know, but sometimes our words do get twisted up, you know. But we have the ability to fix it. Amen. Thank you, God. Thanks for the hearts and the likes. Thank you very much. And I'm just happy that the people that's on Facebook Live, I love you. God bless you. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So first I want to, you know, Talana, I gave her an assignment on the show. My daughter does Words of Wisdom. But I gave her an assignment to look up some famous black women that have contributed great things to our historical history. And so at this time, I want to start off with Talana. Talana, are you there?
Yes, Dad, I'm here.
Talana, oh, great, wonderful, wonderful. As you know, this is Black Women's Month. And no, I'm sorry, it's all Women's Month, I'm sorry. But I'm focused right now on African-American black women that has contributed great things to the United States of America. And so, Talana, without further ado, do you have your information for us prepared?
Yes, I do, Dad. Whenever we are ready, I can start.
Okay, well, you go right ahead and take the floor, and please share.
Okay, awesome. Well, I was told to pick some women who we don't normally talk about and share that. So I found some beautiful people who I really feel were women who have been unsung, and I pray you enjoy this. So my first is Lillian Parker Thomas. Lillian Parker Thomas, known as a journalist, her life to 1917, Ms. Thomas gained a reputation as an effective collaborator and organizer while working as a journalist in the Indianapolis News, where she was the first African American to write the regular column. Thomas used her contracts and her influence at the newspaper to further the cause of racial equality. She also was involved in the founding of the Women's Improvement Club, and she also helped African Americans get health care. So that is my start for Women's Appreciation Month. Right now, I am appreciative because I do understand before we had local news on the television, we had newspaper, and that was our way of understanding what was daily news and keeping up with the time and what's going on during the week. So I want to say thank you to Ms. Lillian Parker Thomas.
Amen. All right, let's give someone a big hand for that one. That's a... I'm going to go around the board, and I want to go to Professor Ames. Professor Ames, you know, African-American women have contributed so much. We have, black female scientists and everything. Thank you for the hearts. They're sending out hearts out to you, Talana. I want to send a shout-out to Professor Fulton. God bless you too, brother, and we on Facebook Live. So without further ado, Professor Ames, please take the floor. What can you name us a black woman that has contributed great things to the United States of America since it's Women's Month? We're sending a shout-out to all the women around the world.
Well, what I'm going to do is contribute three, since I'm definitely involved in the space race. It's Mary Jackson, Katherine Johnson, who has a spaceship named after her that goes to the space station, and also Dorothy Vaughan. And let's talk about the areas that they've hit upon: mathematics, engineering, and computer science, identifying the biggest obstacle that was going to make it very difficult for a spaceship to reach orbit and then to come back safely, as they were working with John Glenn. And the one thing why it's very interesting is that, similar to Talana, a lot of our wonderful, wonderful women, brilliant black women, entrepreneurs and scientists, are always hidden in the back. And that it's not exposed until years after we've had a chance to take a look at actually who did that. Now, of course, this has been a controversy, but even with the Moderna vaccine, that was developed by African-American women as well. So we have been in the background of all of these accomplishments. And the thing that has always honored me, because my mother was also similar to a Katherine Johnson, Mary Vaughan. And she was the first black education psychologist for Long Beach. But then she had to also deal with all the obstacles that were there, but she came up with so many different things for testing that they weren't going to give her credit for it. So these three women, along with Mom, because I did have a chance to take her to see, and it brought tears to her because it reminded her of her struggles as well, as long as with her colleagues in Long Beach, that with all the obstacles there, they still took it upon themselves to look at things from a broad perspective, because it was going to benefit all of us, similar to Lillian Parker Thomas, because she was an activist and she was trying to make it. And as my mother has taught me, that when you get on to do something or you get somewhere, you want to make it a little better or better than it was when you found it. And that has always been the characteristics of our brilliant black women over the years, where if something's not there, we're going to make it happen, and we're going to make it best so that everyone can benefit from it. So with these three, without their patience, their vision, and their thinking, the space program would have not resolved that problem, and we wouldn't have had at least the second man in space during the space race. So with Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's give him a big hand. Professor Reams,
Thank you, Professor
Reams. Wow. Now, I want to jump in for just a second. I want to shout out for Black Women's Month, or for Women's Month. I keep saying Black Women's, but Black History is every single day. Venus and Serena Williams. Venus and Serena Williams are two of the top tennis players in the world. In the world, with a capital W, they took the tennis game and they turned it completely around. They have won so many matches on the red clay, on the regular courts, and they played in every tennis court that you can imagine around the entire world. They have broken records. I want to shout out their ability to take some of that money that they made, and they're billionaires. And they have shared with the community. They do tennis programs. They have a program at Dorsey High School that they fund over there. It's called the Venus and Serena Tennis Club at Rancho Park, and where I sat on the executive board of the tennis club there for about a couple of years. So from time to time, I've seen Venus and Serena. They're the nicest people you ever want to meet, and they don't mind sharing their money. So shout out to Venus and Serena Williams. Can we give them a hand? Can we give Venus and can we give them a hand? They're the best tennis players in the world. In the world. So without further ado, I want to go over to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, can you name a woman that has made black history in America? Go right ahead. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Dad.
Where are you?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, yes.
Loud and clear. Great. Okay. I have also found these are the women who I have looked up are actually women in history. And so another woman I found, her name is Clarissa M. Thompson. Clarissa M. Thompson is a writer. She was known as an educator through 1859 to 1941. She was born in a middle class family in South Carolina. Miss Clarissa M. Thompson grew up during the Reconstruction era in South Carolina, becoming a school teacher at three different institutions. She moved then to Texas, and where she taught public schools in Jefferson and Fort Worth, a supporter of women's suffrage and temperance. She was an author and a numerous short story writer and novelist. So kudos and
wow.
God bless. I love her because I, too, am a fellow writer. I love the fact that we can use our voice through words sometimes. And I am grateful to be able to share her in our Unsung Women History for today's celebration. So thank you, Dad, and thank you to everybody listening.
All right, cool. No, thank you so much. I want to go to Vera Jones. Yes, very well done. Vera, are you there?
Yes,
hello,
I am.
Vera.
Can you hear me, Eddie?
We can hear you now, loud and clear. Please share
okay,
with us someone.
Okay, so I have spoken of this beautiful woman before, but my favorite woman has to go to Madam C.J. Walker. And she was a businesswoman, an activist. She was an entrepreneur, and she was the first black female millionaire in America. And some of her products were like curling cream, shampoo, conditioner. She invented the pressing comb, hair mask, hair products, and she had this special growth hair product, which was supposed to help grow your hair. And, you know, she was born in December of 1867 and died in May of 1919. So she is
wow.
one of the strongest ladies ever, and that's my lady, Madam C.J. Walker.
Thank you very much, Vera. Thank you very much about Madam C.J. Walker. A lot of people don't know this. In her time, Rolls Royce, she wasn't playing. She was good with doing hair, but she was also she was very good at business. She was a businesswoman, and she knew how to become a millionaire this is during slavery. And so I would assume that she also knew how to handle herself in a situation where she could, you know, she just did what nobody else thought that she could do at that time. And she did it
Amen.
Really very, very well. And so we want to shout out Madam C.J. Walker and all the other women who have contributed great things to the history of America. So without further ado, I'm going to go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Give us a woman that has done something great for the history of America.
Yes, practically every black woman has done something amazing for America. So I'd like to give a hand.
Amen.
To all of you, you know, the struggle with the oppression and discrimination, the hardship to get where we are today is because of much of the work of the black woman here in America and even around the world. I'd like to mention Oprah Winfrey, known
yes.
as an entrepreneur, born in 1954. She is the first black billionaire with a net worth of about $2.6 billion, according to Forbes. Winfrey was a host of a very popular daytime show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, which aired for 25 years. She grew her media empire to include television network and the magazine. Winfrey leveraged her fame in support of projects such as a leadership academy for girls in South Africa, presidential candidacy for Barack Obama. There are so many women past year. We have Nanny Helen Burroughs. She was known as an activist. She lived from 1879 to 1961. Born to former slaves in Virginia, Nanny Helen Burroughs was a leading educator, feminist, and suffragist in the Washington, D.C. area after she was rebuffed for teaching job in the Washington, D.C. school system. Burroughs founded a school for girls and women, the National Training Schools. We have so many women. We're looking at Shirley Chisholm. We have a black woman who is vice president right now. So the list can go on and on, Pastor Eddie. Great topic.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let's give Clarence a big hand. He brought up some interesting women there. And I've had the privilege to meet with Oprah Winfrey. She was a very nice lady. We did a couple of photo ops together, and, you know, she was kind and very genuine. I really enjoyed meeting Oprah, and she's very down to earth. What I like about Oprah is when she had her talk show, if it was your lucky day, she would give everybody a car in the audience. Nobody went without a car that day. Okay, she would just pick a random show, and then she would, you know, she always gave out prizes, but you know, every now and then she would give everybody in the studio audience a car, and I just thought that was amazing, because you never know if people's, you know, I'm sure everybody didn't get there by car, but by the time they left, they had a car, and that's one of the things I remember about Oprah. She had an amazing show. And not only that, she also made some really, really great movies. And if you've ever seen The Color Purple, and then there's some other movies that she's done that are just wonderful. So kudos and shouts out, big shouts to Oprah Winfrey, who has made great history in America. And not only in America, but around the world. She is amazing. And I shout her out right now. Yeah, that was great, Clarence. Now I want to read something to you guys. The history of women working in the court system started way back in 1939 when Jane Bolin became the first black woman judge in a state court, New York's Family Court. Her appointment was followed by five other black women as state court judges between 1955 and 1966. And isn't that amazing? And then in 1966, Judge Constance Baker Moultrie was nominated by President Johnson to the District Court of New York and became the first black woman in a federal judgeship. Johnson wanted to appoint her to the Second Circuit Appellate Court, but he faced such opposition. Instead, he nominated her for the District Court in the state of New York. And that is completely amazing for that time. And the list goes on about all the African-American women who have contributed great things in the court circuits and in the whole criminal circuit. And, you know, they've got great criminal judges. Matter of fact, Professor Reams, didn't we just have a black woman nominated to the Supreme Court level?
Yes, we did. Oh, yes. And that's Ms. Jackson. I'm going to pull it up. Yes. And so Joe Biden nominated and has put forth with support. Let's see, let's get her name out. Supreme. I want to make sure.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I'm pronouncing the name right. There she is. Is Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has been nominated to the Supreme Court. And she has had a stellar career in her background. I mean, she has tried many cases. She has been a judge in the various circuit courts, especially U.S. Court of Appeals, where she was served as a judge for a long time in that district court of, District of Columbia of D.C. And all have known her for quite some time as being fair and to the point. And the one thing that she has come out and said, because with our team justice, as I mentioned, we're always talking about legal cases and precedents and things like that. She has mentioned, in light of number 45's bantering around, that no president is a king and that she will continue to uphold that along with the rule of law as she makes her way towards the Supreme Court. And she and Sotomayor and some of the other left-leaning judges will certainly be a formidable force in light of all the judges that are there from that have been nominated by the right wing. So it's going to be interesting to see what the dynamic is, but both Republicans and Democrats are proud of the choice, and they come to congratulate her because they know that she's going to be fair. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, that is just
amen.
I got to commend Ms. Jackson for level. That's a big thing because I know Clarence Thomas has been there for many years, and now we have an African American woman in the Supreme Court who will help to make decisions on the biggest cases in the world, in the whole wide world, and that is power. Beautiful, because I forgot the young lady, the other lady who resigned, but it was time for her to resign. I think she was like 90. How old was she, Professor? 90 years old or something like that? The mature lady that just retired from the Supreme Court. Can you,
you mean,
give us her name?
Are we talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Yes.
Yes, exactly. How old was she?
She was in her 80s at that time. But we're calling her Notorious RBG because she was a fighter. President Obama and even at the time it was President Clinton had put her in because of her background. But RBG set the tone for how it should be handled with compassion. And it was interesting that many of the cases that she talked and fought over, she had fought when she was a lawyer, if you've seen her movie, for many, many years until it was ironic that she would get those cases again and would be able to try them and bring some order to it. Her big thing was civil rights as well as women's rights, and she and Sandra Day O'Connor at least agreed on a few things while she was on the court. But the actual age where she had passed was 87, and she and it was a major blow because she had been battling with cancer for many years. But I use her just like with John Lewis as saying that she felt it was necessary that she stay in the front lines until her death. She was opposing a lot of the legislation and or executive orders that number 45 was throwing out. And happily, she was able to push back on that and say these things are unconstitutional. Fortunately, with the judge Coney Bryant on there, it resulted where there's a 6-3 majority with Supreme Court Justice Roberts being the deciding vote now, to where your cases are going to be split either 5-4 or 6-3. On some of the issues, but there are some times when the Supreme Court is going to get it right. This will be very interesting because the next case that's coming up is dealing with women's reproductive rights, dealing with Roe v. Wade, and they've already had the preliminaries discussion dealing with what's going on in Mississippi or in the cases dealing with Missouri and also with Texas, and their laws are reducing the time that for a woman to be able to get an abortion. So whether you're positive or negative on the issue, this is a major issue that candidate Jackson will have as a Supreme Court justice coming up when she has been appointed. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much for that very pertinent information, Professor Reams. We're just so happy to have you as one of our family members on the show. You know, everybody on our show, we're all family, and everybody has their own personal segment. But when it comes to obtaining information and getting it out the way it's supposed to be, transparent, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, we have some great co-producers and great producers and great hosts and co-hosts of the show who do a phenomenal job. And I just want to commend all the women on our show. You are the greatest women in the whole wide world, including Melanie Aubrey and Prophetess Monica and everyone who's ever been on our show. We love our women. We love our women, and we love on our women, and we treat them with kindness and joy and happiness. And you know, when you give out love, you get love back. You know, and even if a person is going through something, just sometimes they just need some love. And, you know, love is what the whole world's in need of today, you know. That's what the world needs now, love, sweet love. Let's go to our next female that has contributed great things to our history. And I'm looking for someone. Let me see if we can get her on the phone. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Oh, there she is right there. What a coincidence.
Okay, let's see. Do we have Sheila Timberlake on the phone? Sheila, are you there? Good morning. Do we have Sheila Timberlake on the phone? Calling the 323-594 area code. Are you there? Hello?
Hi. I stepped away from my phone.
I'm so glad you came back to your phone. Yeah, I'm so glad you came back. Everybody say good morning to Sheila. Everybody say good morning to Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Sheila.
I was just going to be a listener today, and then I stepped away from the phone, and I was like, oh, let me run back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you ran back. Good morning. So glad to have you on, Sheila. Now, we're talking about women that have made great contributes. And you know, Sheila, you helped to put together an organization, and you helped to help kids through high school for their grad nights and graduation packages. Tell us about the organization that you chaired over and how you helped that organization develop to do the things that it was doing for other kids. At the high school level, it didn't matter what school they went to. Go right ahead.
You're correct. It didn't matter what school they went to. And I will just say that the pandemic has put a halt to what we do for them. So now we're rethinking how we will help them. But in the past, we made sure that when they had their senior packages through and look through the applications and see who had, you know, a good essay or how they were trying to give back to society. And it wasn't so much about their grades, but their grades had to be good. And so we just helped them with their senior packages, you know, their sweaters, rings, prom tickets, what have you, whatever was in that package, we raised the money to do that.
Sometimes
we went over and beyond.
Could you tell them the name of your organization?
It's called Amazing Dream Team.
The Amazing Dream Team. All right. Make dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
Go ready.
Yeah, we really try to do that. And so now I just say keep us in prayer because we're in an adjustment period of trying to know what to do next to help them out since they don't really have the same type of program. But, yeah, pretty much, you know. And then we try to help them their first year of college with something, or if we could, if we didn't have it, we found it, you know. But that was basically it. Yeah, just trying to give back, you know, to the youth, and try to let them know that people are out there trying to help them, and that we care about
Amen.
Them.
Wow, look, can we give Sheila a big hand, you guys, for what she, the amazing Dream Team. The amazing Dream
Amen.
Team.
Amen.
Ooh. Now, I just want to shout out Mel on Facebook Live. I see Mel. Thank you for coming on. And hopefully we'll be getting some financial literacy in a little while from Melanie Aubrey. She is just an expert in that. I just call her an expert because she studies so hard, and she brings us the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth about financial, economical development. And that's what we need to be doing on a regular basis, developing our finances so that we can be competitors in this very competitive economic society that we live in. So if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Amen. Praise God. I want to start get ready to give out our word of the week and our scripture of the week. And I always pick my favorite things that I like the most. And so let's see. Let's go down here. Scroll down. Get your pencil and your paper out really quick. And I'm going to give you our word of the week. Our word of the week is productive. Productive. We all should be productive every time we look around. We should be being productive about something. Every time we wake up, we need to be productive about something. Every time we write something down, we should be productive about what we're doing. And if you're productive, then you're doing something, okay? And that's our word of the week. So be productive. Take the word, put it in place with your week, and be productive. Our scripture of the week is one of my very, very favorites. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and I can't help it. I just have to do it again. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. I'm going to say that one more time because somebody needs to hear this morning. Somebody needs to know that you can lean on God, and God is your power. Man is not your power. Woman is not your power. Money is not your power, but God is your power. So take this and let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Right now, I'm going to read it to you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. That's our word of the week, productive, and our scripture of the week, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Okay, so let's move right along. And I want to get one more woman. I'm going to go back to you, Talana. Talana, are you there? Talana, are you with us? Good morning, Talana. Okay, are we having some, what's
I'm
happening
right
here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we want to hear you. Yeah, a little bit faster. Yeah,
I
you're there. Okay,
that.
good. No problem. Can you get a little bit louder there? Just a little bit louder.
Yes,
all right,
I'm actually outside, so that's probably why it's a little less volume, but I apologize. So, it's so funny. I was going to share Oprah, so I love that I heard that, and Madam C.J. Walker. So, shout out to Umbera and Clarence. My next woman who I want to recognize is Mary McLeod Bethune. She is known also as an educator. She is known as an educator and an activist. Her life was lived through 1875 till 1955. She was known as an educator and an activist. She became the highest ranking African American woman in government in 1936 when President Franklin Roosevelt named her as Director of Negro Affairs in the National Youth Administration. She also was the only woman of color at the founding conference of the United Nations in 1945. big kudos to Ms. Mary McLeod Bethune. I am a big stand-up citizen for activism and for civil rights and education. So all knowledge is well-renowned and greatly appreciated. So we love you, Mary Bethune, and thank you for your love and your history. Thank you, Dad.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's really beautiful. Let's see. We're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where it's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns, okay? We give you real talk about real stuff that's really, really going on. So I'm looking forward to continuing to talk about these wonderful, great women that have contributed great things to the history of America. I'm gonna go back to Vera one more time. Vera, are you there? Vera, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Can you give us one more woman? Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Can you give us one more woman that has contributed great things to the history of America? It doesn't matter who it is.
I'm gonna have to say my mother, because my mother. Mm-hmm. Country girl, and she bore 10 children, and if it wasn't for my mother and my father, I would not be here. So my mother, Miss Dorothy Jones.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand for my mother. Okay. Yeah, my mother. Thank God. Yes. Thank God. Man, she, wow. You just can't thank your mother enough for all the things that mothers do to help you prepare for life. And I'm talking about homework and taking care of the house and all the other siblings and everybody else. That is a job. And so, yes, I commend my mother, Dorothy Jean Jones. Love you, Mom. I know you probably listen to the show, but love you. Also, too, Professor Reams, could you look up, do me a favor, or can you look up the woman who owned, I think it was, she owned TV1, and yeah, I can't remember her name right now, but she owns TV1, which does a whole lot of historical things for television. She's one of the bigger producers, bigger TV owners, station owners, female black. Okay, and while we're waiting on that information from Professor Reams, I'm going to go back to Clarence and Mellon. Clarence and Mellon, you had a unique answer for us. It was very unique, and it was very prolific and profound. Could you share with us one more black woman that has contributed to black history in America? Go right ahead. Take the floor. Hey, Diana Forte. What's up, Diana? God bless you. Go ahead, Brother Clarence. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor Jones. There are so many black women. Let's see who we got here. Let's go with Wilma Rudolph. Yes. Track and field mm-hmm. athlete. Her lifespan was from 1940 to 1994. And she contracted polio as a child and wore a leg brace until she was 12, but that didn't stop her from attaining track and field immortality. Rudolph became the first U.S. woman to win 3 gold medals in a single Olympics in Rome in 1960, earning her praise as the fastest woman on earth. Even the police cars couldn't catch her. Later in life, she became a school teacher, civil rights activist, an ABC sports commentator for the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. Yes, I had to throw him a little joke in there. I don't know if y'all didn't get it. I say the police car. But,
well said.
Wilma Rudolph. Yes. Yes. It's just so many women, Pastor Eddie. We could have this show for all week. For the rest of the month throughout the year, and we can go over woman after woman. I think of Harriet Tubman, you know, with her endeavors, man. She didn't lose not one slave taking them to freedom. Even those who had lost hope, she inspired them, encouraged them, and motivated them to keep moving until they got their freedom. So hands out to all of you beautiful women. You know, if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. You are the mother of life.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
So I want to send a shout out to Anita Sanders. Anita Sanders is watching us on Facebook Live. And just as I was saying, who's the owner of TV One? I mean, I knew her, but I just couldn't get her name. And hello, Alicia, Alice Houston, how are you? It's Kathy Hughes, right? Right, Professor?
Yes, Catherine Liggins Hughes. That's correct, yes.
Yeah, go right ahead with her historical history. She is a wonderful, phenomenal, powerful woman. I mean, go right ahead. Take the floor, Professor. Let's talk about Kathy Hughes.
Yes, she was born in 1947. She is an American entrepreneur, radio and television personality and business executive. She has been listed as the second richest woman in the United States. She founded the media company first, Radio One, now known as Urban One. And when the company went public in 1999, she became the first African-American woman to head a publicly traded corporation. In the 70s, Hughes created an urban radio format called The Quiet Storm on Howard University's radio station, WHUR, with disc jockey and fellow Howard student Melvin Lindsay. And so it goes on to her early life. She was born to Helen Jones Woods, a trombonist, and then and her father was William Alfred Woods, and this was in the and she attended the schools in Mississippi, and as usual, there was the emphasis in education because she ended up went to the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and Creighton University, taking business administration courses, her father's alma mater, but was not able to complete and receive a degree, which led to her getting a job as a sales manager at Howard University in radio. And because of that start in radio, it allowed her to also work for an American newspaper called the Omaha Star, of which then allowed her to start getting into sales and earn increasing revenue from $250,000 to $3 million over the years. So based on just this brief history, she was able to leverage enough money to start at her own radio station, which her company, Radio One, is now Urban One, began. And then later on in 2004, the Radio One launched TV One, a national cable and satellite television network, which bills itself as a lifestyle entertainment network for African-American adults. And Hughes interviewed prominent personalities, usually in the entertainment industry, for the network's talk program, TV One-on-One. And so she has continued to prosper. And just recently, she in 2020, she accepted a position on the board of trustee at Creighton University in Omaha, in honor of her family and her father's and mother's lineage. And since then, has received numerous awards in the area of radio broadcasting. And so, with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones, with our final topic of Kathy Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That was wonderful. Thanks so much, Professor. I do want to read about some female African-American black millionaires, and they are millionaires in their own right. One is named Ursula Burns, and Ursula Burns is the chairwoman of Xerox and served as the CEO through 2016. Burns made a risky move that she thought would get her fired by publicly disagreeing with her vice president, but instead she realized sticking to her guns paid off, as that landed her in the executive assistant role that eventually led to the CEO. She is the CEO of Xerox, okay? And hey, Virginia, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good morning. Welcome to the show. Again, Alice Houston, welcome to the show. And thank you, Anita Sanders, for that pertinent information. Carla Harris. Carla Harris, known for her legendary CNBC quote, "Don't be distracted by anything anybody else tells you," was the vice chairman of wealth management of Morgan Stanley.
She was also appointed by the President Barack Obama chair of the National Women's Business Council in 2013. She's a millionaire in her own right. Let's go. Janice Bryant Howroyd. Howroyd was the first black woman to own a billion-dollar company as the founder and CEO of Act One Staffing Agency. Act One is the largest certified women minority-owned staffing agency in the United States. Not bad for a girl from North Carolina who was one of the first black students to attend a segregated high school. So we want to shout out, again, Ursula Burns, Carla Harris, and Janice Bryant Howroyd. And also, last but not least, well, it goes on and on and on. The list, like Clarence said, we could go with this all day. I chose this topic for the show today because we want to give back to our women. We want to recognize our women who recognize us men all the time, whether it's in a marital status or a friendship status or whatever. Women have always been the backbone of a man. He could come home from work all messed up and tired. By the time she gets through with him, he's ready to go again the next day. But she's going to give him that motivation and that love and that unconditional love to say, hey, we can do this. You can do this, you know, and remember our mission. And just thank God for women to be here to nurture us, to share with us and to talk to us and to, you know, the world would be nothing. Like James Brown said, it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. Okay, he said the record, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So shout out to, also, I want to read Tina Wells. Tina Wells. Wells is the CEO and founder of Buzz Marketing Group, whose clients include Dell. You know, Dell is the big computer company. The Oprah Winfrey Network, Kroger, Apple, P&G, and Johnson & Johnson. And she founded the company when she was just 16 years old. Tina is also the author of 6 books, including the best-selling Between Fiction series McKenzie Blue and The Marketing Handbook, Chasing Youth Culture and Getting It Right. And she is a member of the United Nations Foundation Global Entrepreneurs Council and is the academic director of the Wharton's Leadership in the Business World program, a program for high school students. So Tina Wells, she focuses mostly on helping high school students just like the Amazing Dream Team does. And we commend her. She's a multi-billionaire, and so we commend her. And, of course, you know, Kathy Hughes is at the top of that list. She is. So you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and there's no smoking guns on this show. It's the real deal, Holyfield. And I appreciate y'all for joining in, and we talk about a lot of hot topics. But today I'm going to open up the floor for the next 25 minutes from our co-hosts, and we're going to switch the subject on whatever they want to talk about, whatever the co-producers and co-hosts want to talk about right now. We're all going to take a time out, and then at 10:30 sharp, we'll be going into our regular segments, which will be Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, which will be Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom, which will be, we don't have Poetry in Motion today, but let's see, we have Vera Jones with Health and Wellness, and we need our health and wellness. And hopefully we'll see if we can get Melanie Aubrey on, and we're just going in order right now. So without further ado, I know I said I was going to start off with the calls, but I'm going to start off with Sheila Timberlake. Sheila, are you still with us, Sheila? Sheila, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
All right, Sheila. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about right now on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So you just take the floor, whatever you want to say or bring up or news, whatever. You go right ahead.
I don't think I really have too much to say, but I'll just say that I'm excited about a journey that I'm on again to find out who I am, what I'm made of, and how to maneuver around my roadblocks. So I think if you have the time to do that for yourself again, I think it's worth it. It'll pay off. It'll show you from how much you've grown, you know, how much you've let society or activities or any of that kind of slip away from you or help you grow or, you know, so that's kind of where I'm at now. And I just want to say thank you. Oh, okay, to you. Thank you. Have you ever heard that quote that says, everybody has 15 minutes of fame. Everybody.
Yes.
Right? No matter how big
yes.
or small. Do you know that
Amen.
You're giving that to people? You give that to people that who would never probably ever be heard. You give
oh,
us
wow.
that.
Thank you.
So I want to thank,
thank
you for that.
Thank you, Sheila.
And,
thank
it.
You, Sheila. Can we give Sheila a big hand? Give Sheila a big hand. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Superb.
Thank you so much. Sheila, you know, last week when you called in, and you called into the show, and I just want you to know yesterday at church and the whole week, I kept your name. We prayed for you at church, and I prayed for you at home. And I would just like to know, do you have a little testimony about your, you know, because last week you needed prayer, and this week you sound like you've given out some prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. So has everything transpired in your favor? Have God came down and touched you?
So you heard in my voice that I needed something, right? Last week I needed help. I needed to hear some things. Today you hear in my
yes.
voice is up and bright because
yes.
everything that you all spoke into me and everything that I said and spoke into myself, he truly has come in to tell me it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. But it's not my timing. It's his timing. And if I could just sit, and not
yeah.
me just sit down in a chair, but just sit with the patience of letting him do his work for me and in me, I'll be
mm-hmm.
better off. With that, with
my,
him
my,
doing
my.
It versus me trying to do it. So, yes, my spirit is in a much better place, digging, never to give up. And I hope when I start falling back in that sadness or that depression of that, you know, there's no hope, that I'll remember that it's him in me and not me in him. So. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
That.
Praise God.
I thank all of you guys. Yeah.
Well. Thank you too. Let's give another hand for. Let's give Sheila Timberlake one more hand. Come on, y'all, clap it up for Sheila Timberlake. I'm happy to hear that. I really am. Happy to hear that.
Love you, sir.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Sheila, for the compliment. How you said. That I give people a platform to be able to, you know, share those things. And I got to give God all the glory. I have to give all the glory to God. Thank you for joining us, Edie. Hello, how are you? God bless you on Facebook Live. And you and Evangelist Virginia Valentine and everybody else, Jackie Denby and everybody else thank you, Jackie Denby, Melanie Aubrey, Maurice Valentine. Thank you guys for joining us. And thank you. Appreciate you. Wow, we're talking about whatever you want to talk about on the show right now. So if you want to call in and say something, it's 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Call on into the show and press 1, and you can share whatever is on your heart. If it's the war that's on your heart, gasoline prices on your heart. And matter of fact, I'm going to take my turn right now, okay? Look. These gasoline prices, we talked about it last week, and people were kind of still laughing. They were like, they ain't taking it serious, right? Roll up to the pump and see how serious it is about this gas right now. Pretty soon, you're going to have to take something off your budget to put in place for the gas, the extra gas that you got to buy. I saw one guy pull up in his truck. It was like almost $150 for him to fill it up. That is unbelievable. I think my car takes a lot of gas. Hallelujah, praise God for whoever just shared that and said, wait, I want to read, and that is just the type of person that you are. Awesome. Thank you, Edie. I got a compliment from Sheila's compliment. Now I got a compliment on Facebook Live saying, and that's just the type of person that you have always been, Eddie, and with hearts. And I thank you so much. And I try to do things from my heart because I just want to love on people. You know what I mean? People need to be loved on them. And I want someone to love back on me, too. I think that we should lift each other up and help each other through crisis and support one another through our – that's what friends are for. That's what real friends are for. Real friends, they don't they just help build. We need to build, continue to build. And I just thank God for it, and thank you for the positive information. So I think I just got a text from Cousin V. I'm going to check it out in a minute. But back to this gasoline, I rolled up to the gas station, and the gas is like $6 and some change. And it's going up. It's not going down. It's going up. And so I wanted to say this about the gas situation. I don't know, a lot of you probably don't remember when there was a day for gas when you went, if you had even numbers on your plate, you could go at one time. And if you had odd numbers, you would go the next day. Well, now they're not worried about whether you got yeah, you remember that, Professor Means?
We were always even.
Yes. I tried to get even every time. So you would have to wait to fill your car with gas. And so you would have to manage your gas. So what I'm saying to you on this gas price hike, I mean, one day is 10 cents higher and then the next day is 15 cents higher. I'm like saying, manage your gas. Everybody listening to me right now, manage your gas. Don't take it for granted. Because if we have a world emergency and we go on lockdown, they will shut down the gas stations because it will cause some sort of panic. So they don't want to tell you the real truth about how high the gas is going to get. They're just telling you that the gas is going to get higher. Now, by this summer, I think the gas is going to be $8.99 a gallon. I'm just saying. So make sure you start a gasoline budget, okay? You're going to have to have a separate jar for your gasoline money, okay? Because it is blown out of proportion. I'm laughing it off, but it is so realistic. You remember that too? Yeah, Facebook Live, Edie said she remembers when it was so crazy, and it's crazy right now. It's really crazy right now because the pumps, they can raise the gas as high as they want to. They know that we need gas to go to work, to go to our appointments, to take our kids to school. We have to drive. So pretty soon, I think I'm going to get an electric car. I think that's what I'm going to do, get an electric car. So then that way we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, okay? So that's what it's going to move to. By 2039, they will sell no more gas ran vehicles in America. 2039. So sounds far away, but it's not that far away. We're already in 2022, okay? So remember I told you that. Write that on your calendar. Well, without further ado, I'm going to go on to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, whatever you want to talk about, man, get on there, take the floor, drop it, bro. What's on your heart?
Oh, man, so many things. You know, I was thinking about this war over here in Ukraine and United States involvement and even some of these other wars where you have particular leaders of countries that commit these crimes of war, humanity. And so I was looking at how, you know, the United States would put a bounty on someone, you know, and so I was wondering, why haven't they done this to this guy Putin? You want to get rid of this guy? Put $50 million on this dude's head. You know, they did it to Saddam Hussein, Idi Amin, and on and on. So why send all this money over there? And it might be hard to reach this guy with his inner circle, few people, but even those few people might look at, hey, $50 million, I could get this money, and even these governments can give you a whole new identity and a new life, take your whole family out of the equation. So, you know, if you get rid of this dude, you can solve the problem of a lot of other lives, you know. There's just so much going on over there. And then I had another thing concerning us as far as being black here in America. And for many of us, the only thing that we have learned came from America. You know, this is why we have so many complications moving along in this life. This is why we have so many problems with our personal selves in our communities. Man, when we grew up, man, everybody spoke to everybody. Now you walk past your own people like, you know, they're the worst person in the world. They can't be trusted. But that's not so. But because of the penetration of the education that many of us have received, when we look around, this is what America has taught us. We have to truly understand who created this country. They colonized the world. They pillaged, they raped, they robbed, they maimed, they killed. This St. Patrick dude, he is another Putin. He is another Hitler. If we do the history on this Patrick dude, he is a devil. He killed the whole island of African to a pygmy that sailed to that land called Ireland 300 to 400 years before the British or the Europeans knew about it. They were short black people. That's why they called them pygmies. And they had gold. That's where the concept of the gold and the leprechauns come from. So as long as we allow the hunter to tell this story, he's going to always be glorified. We need to go talk to the lion. Who is that lion? Those are our own historians. Those are our own ancestors. We need to listen to our own selves. And that's why we have this complication, not just the United States, but from around the world, because we continue to allow them to persuade us. They have taken many of our minds to believe all this white hype, white hope, all this and that. You know, even if you go to the beginning of the Bible and it said darkness moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. And he saw that was good. What is light? Light is a spectrum of every color, even the ones we know and don't know. And God saw it was good, but everything came from that darkness, which was good. So, you know, I'm going to stop right there because of time. God bless everybody. Thank you for listening to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, you got it going on.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence.
Amen.
Brother Clarence M. Allen. Right on, Brother Clarence.
Amen.
Thank you.
The regulator.
Thank you. I'm going to go to my sister Vera first. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to talk about on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, go ahead, drop it. Vera, what's on your heart?
Well, my thing is, Eddie, I'm an old school girl, so I just want to mention to everyone to go old school this week or perhaps this year. Play an instrument. Dance. Get out in nature because, of course, we know it's springtime, so what can we do to change our habits or our lifestyle to make it less stressful? Let's travel. Even if we can't travel abroad every place we want to, just do a weekend trip. Just get moving. And then again, write a book, journal. And we could do some self-care things like, hey, let's soak in a jacuzzi or the tub more and do some reflexology on your hands and your feet. Get a massage. Let's pray, meditate, and relax with some Tai Chi. And then again, self-care is really important to me. That's why I enjoy speaking on health and wellness. So let's show some gratitude and appreciation by loving on elders, children, or pets. And let's all do this daily. Let's look in the mirror and tell yourself daily, I love you, and state your name. And the last is save your $5 bills. Put them in a jar, put them in an envelope, save it because you're going to need it for the gas. And let's get outside in nature and get to the beach. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. Yes, Professor Rainbow. Thank you, Granny
amen.
B. Granny B. All right.
The doctor.
All
the
right.
Doctor.
Yes, yes. I can't wait for health and wellness, and I'm so glad to have my sister and my daughter on the show. They're co-hosts to the show, and it just makes me feel so good that my family's on. And so with that being said, Talana Jones, my daughter, take the floor. What's on your heart? What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, go right ahead. Drop it.
Thanks, Dad. Well, today, everybody, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that I am able to be here with everybody. I'm grateful that we do get to meet every Monday and fellowship together, and we are a family. So I'm grateful for the family who also fellowships with us on Facebook. Shout out to you guys and to everybody who listens from abroad. Thank you. So today's words of wisdom is a I am affirmation, and I hope everybody enjoys. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the land. I am one with the divine. I don't chase. I attract what belongs to me will simply find me. Without God first, all things fall. Give humble thanks for God for all he does and for always being there. I am the one who acknowledges you. I want to be with you always. And I say to myself, for everyone, I always ask this question, what are you grateful for? Thank you. Love you all.
All right. Let's
amen.
Thank you very much. Cousin Via sent me the sports report, and it's 10:26, and we want to shout out Cousin Via all the way out there in Texas. Hey, Debbie Taylor. And Vera, Edie said hello. Love Edie said hi and good morning. And Edie said hello to everybody on the show. And Debbie Taylor's on the show all the way from the ATL.
Good morning.
And then Diana Forte said amen. Amen. So we're so happy. I just want to give you a little bit of sports news. I'm not really the sports person Cousin V is, but just for a moment, I want to share with you what she shared. She just sent me the sports report. So for our sports report for today, which I'm not the sports report person, but I'm going to work on it. PGA Golf Players, the Players Tournament is coming up. And then we have March Madness with the NCAA men's basketball. And yesterday was Selection Sunday, so check out the brackets at the NCAA.com. If you're interested in NCAA college basketball, go to NCAA.com, and you can get further information. Tom Brady, he retired. You guys remember he retired. Well, he's going back to the Buccaneers, so he's coming back for another year. And, wow. We thought he was going to retire. We really thought Tom Brady threw in his boots and he went home and he said, honey, I can't stay in the house with you all day. That's just a joke. It's just a joke. But, he probably went home and was sitting around doing not very much. And he said, you know what? I think I want to go throw some more football. So Tom Brady's coming back. I'm not much of a Tom Brady fan. I always make the joke about him deflating the footballs on the field. So he deflated the football. So, you know, hopefully he won't come in and deflate the game, okay? But I think you should retire, Tom Brady. I think you've done a good job, but it's time to sit down and pass it on to some young man who has a lot of enthusiasm and train him with your skills and get him developed on the Buccaneers. That's what I think you should do. Become an announcer. Become a sports journalist or something like that. But just sit down, enjoy your money, and do your thing. Without further ado, our Lakers have been getting beat up, but they finally won a game. And I just want the Lakers to step their game up and do what they do. The Clippers are looking really good. They've been doing pretty, pretty good. So I'm going to shout that out. Let's see, what is this here? Let me check one thing out here, Liz. Okay. All right. In the football world, the Rams are looking like they're about ready to come back and do another Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Rams are going to do. And so whatever you do, if you like sports and you follow sports, next week we're going to have Cousin V doing the sports report. I just gave you a sample of what's going on in the sports world right now. And then, again, I want to shout out not only the Lakers and the Clippers, but they're playing baseball again, you guys.
they finally came up with a decision. All the owners finally came to their point of action now, because at first they were just doing a lot of talking. And they were talking a lot about why they're not going to let them start practice and start baseball season on time. And I'm sure Magic Johnson has something to say about that, because he owns the Dodgers. So he wants the Dodgers to get back to work. And the Dodgers did a great job. And I'm sure they'll come back and do another great job. But all you baseball fans, baseball is back. The Angels, the Cardinals, the Orioles, the Dodgers, and all the Red Sox and all the teams will be playing baseball. The season has started. They're already starting to practice. And they say they're going to get in all the games, even if they have to have back-to-back games. So looking forward to that, because I love baseball, as well as I love football, as well as I love tennis. Shout out Serena and Venus. They're the top players in the world. And so that's our sports report for right now. So
hey, Pat,
thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Yes, if I can
right here,
just add just a little tidbit. Yesterday,
yes,
Will Smith, he won the actor for the screenwriter. I think it was the Critics Choice Awards yesterday for that movie, King Richard. Also with Tom Brady, I think at least three of his Super Bowls should have asterisks behind it. You mentioned one with the Inflategate. Then we had the Spygate. And then we had his first one was with the Tuck Rule. And so I think a couple of those roles that got him to that next game where you know, they didn't get there by legitimate means, which gives a lot of people questionable assumptions about his greatness. You know, some of his greatness was achieved by avenues that we don't really want to get into, because they gave him those awards and accolades anyway.
Yes, they did. Thank you so much for sharing that, Brother Clarence.
Then last but not least, Tiger Woods was inducted to the Professional Golf Hall of Fame yesterday.
All right. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Brother Clarence. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And Tiger's been through a lot. You know, when you're African American and you mix with Chinese or Japanese or whatever, you know, and a lot of people were on him because they said, oh, you should follow your culture more. But you know what, though? He's trying to follow two cultures, and it's not easy. He's trying to please the black folks, and he's trying to please the Asian people at the same time. And he's a good young man, but you know, when you have a whole lot of money, you can do whatever you want to do. And a lot of things that bother me about our celebrities now are these pills, these freaking pain pills are just taking a lot of our people out of a lot of our celebrities. It's killing them, because you know you got to keep going no matter what. You got to keep going, so you got to figure out a way to keep going. If your back is hurting, you got to keep going. If your knee is hurting, you got to keep going. And whatever it is, if you're a celebrity, you got to keep on going. So a lot of times they're medicated to the hilt, so they can get out there and do what they do. You know, it's hard when you out there swinging the thing and your back is hurting, you know, and you're trying to hit the ball 300 yards. I mean, or hit the golf ball 300 yards so you can, you know, get an eagle or whatever. So I'm just saying, my heart goes out to him. I'm so proud of Tiger Woods, and we love you, Tiger, no matter what. You're doing a great, fabulous, phenomenal job, and you're making history. You've already made history, and so you don't have nothing else to prove. With that being said, I want to thank you, Brother Clarence and Malin, for doing that, for sharing that information with us. And then we've had words of wisdom. Let's do health and wellness. Vera, come on, jump on, give us health and wellness.
Okay, so I have a disclaimer. I am not a medical professor, but better yet, I am known here on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk as Dr. Granny V by Professor Reams. So today I would like to speak to you about spring allergies, and it's also called allergic rhinitis. So since spring is approaching, as we know, it's all blooming again, and everything is sunny and bright, let's speak about what some of the symptoms are. Some of the symptoms can be itchy eyes or puffy redness, skin irritations, nasal drips, headaches, sneezing, coughing, wheezing, just feeling fatigue or developing mucus there in your throat or in the nasal. And I can mention that because at times I go through the allergies when spring approaches because there is a change of season. So it's caused by pollens, dust mites, and breathing in tiny particles, allergens that we find from grass or pets. And then sometimes it can be a hormonal change. And it causes swelling in our face and our body, and our skin is just itchy and irritated. So here are some of the solutions that we can do. We can invest. Everyone should have one of these in their household. So you should keep a neti pot on hand, and you can pick one up online or at your local CVS or one of the other stores. Try and keep some essential oils on hand, and these particular essential oils can be steamed, and they're good for the nasal, which are eucalyptus, lemon, peppermint, rosemary, tea tree, and lavender. If you can, invest in a humidifier because that is great as well. Make sure you have on hand that good old Vicks. And you can rub it on the bottom of your feet, your forehead, your chest, and your back. And if it all should consist of taking place on a weekly or monthly basis, contact your doctor. And make sure that when you're outside that you wear a face covering and cover your arms because pollens can come in and blow from anywhere. So let's speak about some of the treatments that the doctors may tell you or give you an antihistamine or a decongestant nasal spray. I really like to go about it the natural way. That's why I mentioned the neti pot. Now, we could do the home remedies by taking some stinging nettle. We could, if you don't have the humidifier, go ahead and boil some water and steam that way. You can take some black seed oil for the immune system and have a daily little shot of apple cider vinegar. And, of course, with the mother in it. Now, ginger is one of our natural antihistamines, so we can take ginger to boost our immune system. And last but not least, what you can also do as far as taking is how about take some natural probiotics, some like the kombucha. You can have some sauerkraut, or better yet, I love kimchi because I love some spice. So you can incorporate some cayenne pepper, lemons, lime, oranges, garlic. And these are a couple of things that will kill the virus. Just eating better will help you feel better. And if you should get any type of nasal virus, eat more spinach, have any type of sprouts, asparagus, cilantro, garlic, parsley, raspberry, and celery. And be passionate and be productive and love on yourself and love on others. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give a big hand for health and wellness. Health and wellness.
Dr. Granny V. That's so.
You knocked it out the park, Bill. You knocked it out the park on that one. You knocked it out the park. Wow. They're sending hearts out for your health and wellness. Without further ado, we're going. It's 10:38 a.m., and you know the show's over at 11. But we want to go right straight to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. Anita Sanders clapped your hands, and Melanie Avery said, I can share. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on. Call in, Melanie. All right, let's see something. Wait, hold on, you guys. Hold that thought. Caller in the 323-646. Are you there? Caller in the 323-646. Are you there? Okay. We're going to put the caller in the 646 back on hold. Call in, Melanie Aubrey. Call in. Let's see. Caller in the 562-282, are you there? Caller in the 562-282, are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold, too. Good morning. Okay, so we're waiting on Melanie Aubrey to call in to the show. Call in, Melanie Aubrey. Oh, you're on the line? Where? Oh, there you are right there. Okay. Everybody say good morning to Melanie Aubrey. Good morning, Melanie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, everyone. What a wonderful day. Good to be here.
Amen. Praise God. We're so happy to have you. We're happy to have you on, Melanie. Thank you so much. And as you know, today we dedicate our show to women because March is Women's Month. And so we talked about black women who have contributed great things to America. And I know for sure you're doing that right now with financial literacy. So right after Clarence M. Allen gets through with Regulate the Manual, we're going to have you do financial literacy. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. You know, in my remarks earlier in the show, I mentioned how America has manipulated a lot of our minds, and along with that is the violence that goes along in our neighborhood. The young men, even old men and women who continue to portray a particular character being in gangs known as gang members. You know, we're seeing in the news where a lot of violence continue to occur in our streets. We see the crimes in the stores, the crimes in our community continue to escalate. Now, as the days move along, more and more and so-called hustlers, gamblers, players, and many more of your everyday ordinary busses start to appear throughout the neighborhood. Everyone that you see will be portraying some sort of character that they really may not be deep down inside of themselves. But the games of the characters as gang members must continue to flow on and play themselves out. No one wants to be a square, and certainly nobody wants to have the label of a square. Do not get caught playing the character of the neighborhood sucker. Everyone will be out to putting you to work. Keep your gang membership character of images up and on at all times. There are also those who just want to support the gang members. There are some who pay their dues to the gang members so they can kick it safely and socialize within the neighborhood. These things are done in order to keep some of the real dogs off someone else's behind so they will not get jacked. There are some raw dogs out there who will, without a doubt, jack you and take all of your stuff. By the way, there are plenty of supporters for the gang members within almost every neighborhood all over the world. How else do you think we're going to keep the jackers happy and occupied? Many of these kinds of disturbances are done so you won't become the next statistic. Don't let the word get out. We will not want to hurt any of the neighborhood financial support. This sounds like a good time to let the 40 ounces flow. Let us open up a little hard, too. What about some chicken down on the grill? By the way, what's up with some blunts, homeboy? Kicking it in the neighborhood is not kicking it without the drinks, the food, the smoke, and a whole lot of ladies, too. Boy, now you're talking. Wow, how has the times been changed since back in the days? Back in the days, there was there was what some dudes would call by the name cat. Cat being called a cat back in the days was like you would be called the man. In many circumstances, being called a cat had meant that you were the man with the ladies and you were the man in the eyes of all the other dudes around. To be called a cat from back in the days can be compared as being called the top dog of today. Having a title of a cat said that you were cool and tough at the same time. Having the name Cat was more like being the most interesting man in the neighborhood and the surrounding areas. You were considered and had the reputation of being the baddest dudes back in the day. Today we have the dogs. My, how time has changed. This must be one of the changing of not only in the names, but this must also be the changing of the characters of the gang members. With my best guess, I think that the cat did not have any bark, and the cat did not have enough bite. So back in around about from the early 1970s, the gang member godfathers, if you will, the gang member godfathers went on ahead and created the dogs. The dogs have been created with all kind of dog names, and they also come up with many different shapes and sizes. I believe it was all due to the escalation within the levels and the ways that the gang members had started to play. The cat was no longer sufficient to get the business and the jobs done. The uses for the cats were fast deteriorating, and the days in the life of the cats had become obsolete. I believe this is one of the main reasons why the dog was formed. And I'm going to stop right there. But you could get down deep into this gang member character called the dog only in Regulate the Manual. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the listeners. Go to regulatethemanual.com if you like and check it out.
Thank you for the
cat. All right, thank you so much, Brother Thank
you for the cat.
Thank you so much. I want you guys
to the cat will no longer do. You need to call the dog.
Amen, amen. I want to tell everybody this morning. Everybody, please say good morning to Aretha Adams Jones. Everybody say good morning to
Aretha.
Dr. Aretha
Adams Jones. Yeah. Grab my bag and I take it. Toss a bone, I run and chase it. And chew the newspaper. Stick your hand and I will lick it. Toss a stick, I'll run and get it. Give me a bone, I'll be forever in your favor. You better call the dog.
Right. Oh my gosh! Thank you, Clarence.
Amen.
Without further ado, that was a good one, Clarence. We have Melanie Aubrey with financial literacy, and then we're going to go to Aretha Adams Jones. Then we're going to get the commentary. All right. So let's go right on in. Go ahead, take the floor, Melanie. Give us financial literacy.
Great. Thank you so much for letting me share. I had this blog that I saw this morning that actually quoted a scripture, so it kind of correlated with us being kingdom citizens and also with what I talked about last week about us embracing our gifts to use at this time, especially with financial matters, you know, being able to use the gifts that God has given us. And it's out of Matthew 25, verse 29, and it says, "For to everyone who has will more be given, and he who will have, and he will have abundance, or she will have abundance, but from him or her who has not, even that what he or she has will be taken away." Okay, it's a little, you know, tongue twister. But it just means another way, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. But God's, us being kingdom citizens, that's not our lot. We're not to leave here in a mindset of scarcity, lack, or poverty. Jesus said that, you know, we were crucified in Galatians 2 with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in us. So it's his faith that's in us, his spirit that's in us to help us to identify those gifts and talents that he's given us. This blog was talking about two kids that have basketball skills, and one that was a little taller than the other had more skill had an advantage because of his height. And that it didn't seem obvious at first, but as time went on, he was able to be, you know, a little bit better than the other guy. We know with Steph Curry that doesn't, you know, exist. But people are using, he's using his skill and has become, you know, phenomenal, exceptional player. So in other words, we have to still know that we have advantages. What are our advantages? Those gifts and talents and skills that God placed in us. And just like the olive, when we are pressed, sometimes that is when the oil comes out. Sometimes when we are pushed, that's when we go down to our knees and we're able to be quiet and still and hear God show us and tell us how to use what he's given us so that we can be faithful in that and he can bless us with that. And, you know, by it being Women's Month, there's a whole lot more I should be able to share, but we already know the statistics show that most women end up in poverty. Most women are not being paid what we should be, and especially in comparison to men and all of that. But again, I say we're kingdom citizens, and therefore we're not limited by statistics. We're not limited by what the world system says about us. We are only limited by what we put limits on ourselves, as Pastor Eddie would say. We're not going to put any limits on ourselves because there's no limit in God. So I'm going to yield back to you, and thank you for letting me share. God bless everyone.
All right. Let's give a big hand for Melanie Aubrey. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, Melanie Aubrey.
Ooh.
And right now at this time, counting down, we're going to go right to Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Please take the floor and give us mental health and you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning to Pastor Eddie and to all the co-hosts. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. And last month, we celebrated Black History Month, and it ended on February the 28th. And I sing article because it tied in Black History Month with African-American mental health and the statistics about, you know, a lot of African-Americans that struggle with mental health issues. And it's, this is a cool article from Google, and it says Black History Month, celebrated in February each year, is a time to recognize the central role African Americans have played in the United States in both the past and the present, and to recognize and celebrate their achievements. Mental illness, without any further distinction, affects 1 in 4 Americans. However, African Americans are more likely to experience mental health issues and social stigma. Historically, adversity, which includes slavery, sharecropping, and race-based exclusion from health, educational, social, and economic resources, translates into socioeconomic disparities expressed by African Americans today. African-American mental illness statistics show that socioeconomic status, in turn, is linked to mental health. People who are impoverished, homeless, incarcerated, or have substance abuse problems are at higher risk for poor mental health. Mental health conditions do not discriminate based on race, color, gender, or identity. Anyone challenges of mental illness regardless of their background. However, background and identity can make access to mental health treatment much more difficult. Ongoing stigma and lack of access to health care act as barriers for anyone with a mental health condition. But experts argue there is a particular disparity when it comes to minorities, especially African Americans, which can contribute to individuals not receiving proper support or treatment to feel better. Mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Was there a caller in the 323? That was amazing. Caller in the 323-571 area code, are you there? Caller
yes,
in 323-571.
Yes,
oh,
I just
okay,
came from
Eddie.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, wonderful. So without further ado, we are going to go right into our wonderful segment of the show, and it's called The Commentary. And I love The Commentary because it's a review of everything that we talked about on the show today. So without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us The Commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And this has been a wonderful, wonderful celebration of our brilliant women that when you've asked the question, so what has been the achievement? My response is, what haven't they achieved? Because the fact there's been so much, as we've mentioned, this could not only last a month, it could last for the next, 5, 10 years on the show. We just honored one each and every day. It's just too numerous to talk about. But we're at this point in time because, as I've mentioned before, God places us in the right spot. And with your show, we have given light to all of these achievements, which would otherwise be covered up because of all of the situations going on with the Ukraine and Russia and also with COVID. So let's go through the process because I'll be thanking our wonderful co-hosts as I'm going through the process. So here we are. We're having a celebration. The one thing about a celebration is that we've also added in the good, the bad, and not so pretty. But the one thing about it is that with the celebration, we're going to keep to the good and support. Yes, we've talked about Ukraine and Russia. And as what has been reminded to us by many of our strong black women is that this is an example of what it means to be an authoritarian versus being a democracy. So as we're looking at this, as the great work that black women did in getting us to the election, getting us to voting, and also putting in Joe Biden, and Joe Biden has made it by nominating Ketanji Jackson into this point of being the Supreme Court, that is a thank you honoring them, because without, as James Brown has mentioned, without women, we are nothing. And because of that, we wouldn't be in this place that we're in. But one thing I also want to recommend to everyone is to continue to stay on the lines. These are just distractions. Also, make sure you are able to vote, because now we have enough time to make sure that whatever in the different states is thrown at you as far as voting restrictions, you, as in any game, read the rules of engagement, think outside the box, and make sure that on that day, take a day off, do whatever you need to do, and vote, 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 because democracy is at stake, and our brilliant black women made it possible for us to keep from falling off the precipice into an authoritarian regime, which is still knocking at our door. So that's my kind reminder without going too dark on the different situations going on. So as we see, as we're progressing, we've also talked about the issues of war. We've also talked about, through the regulator, the issues of the gang, and of course having the cat, and of course the dog, of which we're trying to embrace. But then we also have the issues of our celebrities, where when they do produce, and they do very well at doing that, we have pain pills, and that their lives are cut short because of the expectations. And the one thing that women have done has been to think outside the box and look at changing the dynamics of a misogynist institution, or as the United States is, misogynist-based country, where whatever rules are in place, we have to think beyond the rules and go with whatever the good Lord has made it, which we come back to the major point of everything. First of all, we all know that God is in charge. And based on what we've talked about, I want to give a number of thank yous to God for our brilliant black women, because they've always thought outside of the box. We started out with our mothers. Our moms made sure that first we were birthed and we became healthy. Next, they introduced us to God and also God in our patience. And when Sheila Timberlake talked about patience and talked about things, that was one thing that my mother talked about. It says, you know, baby, just wait, and he is going to make it right. You just have to wait for him. So that was the first lessons I learned in far as patience. The next thing they taught us was education, how important education is, and that we have to stick to it. That's why with Mary McLeod Bethune being talked about, every educator, one of our black educators, including my mom, loved her because she was the example that we were looking for and made sure that she was an example as well. And then after education, it's up to the person to make their decision, but we hope that through that they will continue to do, as black women have done, inspire, motivate, but also continue to believe and also keep us focused on whatever journey that we have, that we're following it with God first, and that we use, as Emilie Opry mentioned, our gifts and talents to be able to move forward in the way that we want to. And of course, we have the disparities of what Dr. Aretha has mentioned, dealing with health and disparities and things like that, but that's another obstacle because, as Dr. Granny B has mentioned, even with allergies and even with some certain things that are done within regular medicine, there are other ways around it, via lavender, via menthol, via some of the other wonderful oils that she shared for allergies, which I've suffered with for years, but then found that food and allergies and having good health would make all the difference. So with that, with my last breath, I would like to thank God for our brilliant women, and I want to name them one by one, with our mothers first, Cousin V, Dr. Granny V, Solana Jones, Melanie Aubrey, Dr. Aretha, to Prophets Monica, Minister Nina Ross, and then to the numbers and numbers that gives us inspiration, hope, Tina Wells, Janice Bryan Colroyd, Carla Harris, Ursula Burns, Kathy Hughes, to Sheila Timberlake, to Dorothy Jones, mother of the Jones family, to Jane Brolin, Lillian Parker Thomas, Clarissa Thompson, Venus and Serena Williams, Mary Jackson, Catherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughn, to Madam C.J. Walker, to Ofer Winfrey, to Nancy Helen Barrow, to Shirley Chisholm, and finally to Kamala Debbie Harris. Thank God for all of you, because you have inspired all of us to think outside the box and to follow the Lord in the way that he wants us to. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
My friend Ida said that the commentary is her favorite part of the program, and she also says, "Can you share the word of the week?" So I'm going to do the word of the week one more time, and the verse of the week, the scripture of the week. The word of the week is productive. How can we be productive? That is the word of the week, productive. And our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. That is our scripture of the week. And I think it's applicable to what we're going through with this COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome that's still affecting some people, some more than others. But I just want to say to you, they have a new variant out. I don't have the name of it, but next week we're going to talk about the new variant. And I think they'll probably have a variant every other month or so. You know, they'll be doing variants for who knows how long. But I don't know if you noticed that they don't even talk about the flu anymore. They have just dropped the flu completely out of the – I don't even hear about the flu. All I hear now is COVID. That's it. So I guess COVID took the place of the flu. And then there's the variants. But anyway,
then Pastor, yeah, so, Eddie, just to give you the name, it's called Deltacron. So
Deltacron,
it's like out of a Marvel superhero.
They
mix
Omicron and Delta and Delta together and made it Deltacron. Okay, so that's our new one. Our new variant is Deltacron, and that sounds like one of those robots. You remember, like I forgot the name of that show where the robots.
The Transformers.
Yes. Deltacron, or whatever. It sounds like one of those trucks that just turn into a robot and get up and start fighting and all that stuff. Anyway, Transformers. But anyway, all this stuff is just, it's a whole bunch of stuff called life. And we shall adapt, and we shall continue to move forward and evolve continuously, regardless of whatever disease they bring out. It can never stop the human life that God created. God created all everything. So God bless you guys. It's time to go. I don't want to go, but it's time to go. And I just want you to know that whatever's going on, I'm getting ready to sing about it right now, because this is how we normally play the song, but I'm gonna end it on my own way. Mother, mother, there's too many of you dying. Oh, brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying, yeah. Don't you know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today? Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. No, 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 no. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Don't you know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. All picket signs and picket lines, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, come on, talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Ooh. What's going on, y'all? You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and God bless you guys, and have a wonderful, beautiful day. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come, and if you keep God in front of whatever you're doing, everything's going to be all right. And you are not a failure. You are a winner. You are a winner. And remember never to forget that you are a winner. God bless you. I love y'all. Next week. I'll see you next week. Peace.